Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
You think you understand how this business works, but you don't.
Landman, TV's biggest phenomenon, returns to Paramount Plus. From Taylor Sheridan, co-creator of Yellowstone, starring Billy Bob Thornton.
You have to know the rules of the game and bend them. And you really have to know them to break them.
Demi Moore.
I want success. Get it for me.
Andy Garcia, Ali Larter, and Sam Elliott.
You don't even know the game you're playing, do you?
Landman, new season, streaming November 16th, only on Paramount Plus.
Time to talk a little Furman Paladins football on this Thursday evening. Newsflash for you Tolos out there. We talk Furman every Thursday at this time with head football coach Clay Hendricks, who is leading this Furman team into a big game this weekend against Campbell on the road. We'll get into that in just a few minutes. Coach, we appreciate you as always. How are you?
I'm well. Just finished with practice and had a good week, and I kind of look forward to road trips sometimes. Yep. So this is our first one of the year.
Coach, a tough loss this past Saturday for you guys. Overtime, 39-38, a loss to Presbyterian. A very close ball game, neck and neck all the way throughout. Now that you've had a few days to kind of look back and sleep on it, I know you want to flush it, but what were your biggest takeaways from Saturday's loss?
Well, our biggest takeaways, for me, is just the fact we had a chance to kind of really, we were total control of the game there, a couple minutes going to half, and, turned the ball over and gave them a score there right for the half, and, just kind of changed the game, and then certainly didn't play very well the second half. I thought we played exceptionally well the first half. You get a chance to put somebody away, you got to do that. But, again, give them credit for making a bunch of plays, and we didn't make enough there in the second half, and also, through two games, I think I can see we have a chance to be a pretty good team. But we've done some things probably better in two games than we did them all year, 11 games a year ago. So it's a matter of us finding a way to go play four quarters.
Coach, your quarterback, Trey Hedden, had himself a pretty good game, 29 of 40 with a touchdown. Unfortunately, he did have two picks in that game. And, obviously you said it there. It's a big part of why you fell last week. What's his process like? How does he self-analyze watching film after the game, his process for trying to pick apart his mistakes and how to be better next week?
Well, I think he's a true student of the game. I don't know if we have a guy on our team that spends more time watching it. I see him in the office. He just seems to be the guy I see more than anybody else around there. So, I think he was 21 or 24 at one time. He's talented guy. I think he moves on. He's really like a lot of guys on our team. A couple of fundamental issues catch up with us when we don't do exactly. I think one of the picks we were way too deep on the drop, and it's kind of hard to play offensive tackle when you don't have a pretty good idea where the quarterback is. And then just continue to make good decisions. He's done that, and he did some really good things. So you got to learn from it and try to move on and have a good week of practice, which he did, and then try to just play that much better this week.
Coach, you've been a part of a lot of football games, but one where there's five interceptions between the two quarterbacks I mean, it's got to feel, I guess, in a way, frustrating in the fact that you lost the game, you had an opportunity, you had three opportunities to get the ball back from their quarterback, who had a decent day, but, you know, five touchdowns, three picks. We talked about your quarterback, but I'm sure that's also a frustrating part of it as well.
Yeah, well, I give their guy credit. I think he threw a pick the first play of the game and the first play of the second half.
Wow.
And came back from that. And, again, it's just when you get opportunities like that, you got to make the most of them. I think we had one there in the third quarter, again, leading, still with a pretty good lead. And we started on their 12-yard line after an interception. And, you know, it was a little bit how our day was and a little bit how our team has been. I think first play we ran an off-tackle power play game like 5 yards. We had a receiver lined up in the backfield who had no bearing on anything. But we get a 5-yard penalty, so now it's first and 15. Then we run a little zone boot play, and I don't know if the receiver, the flat receiver, does what he's supposed to. It's probably going to be a touchdown. Well, he didn't even get the call. And so, you know, it's hard to throw it to the flat when there's not anybody to throw it to. Yep. And then Trey had a chance. Just get rid of the ball. And sometimes, you know, just throw it away and let's play another play. And, you know, he takes a kind of needless 5-yard sack. So now it's second and 20. And, you know, in a little bit, that's just a little bit where we were, just the lack of execution. I don't think it was anybody's – I think our effort was good. But just right now, attention to details, I think which sometimes you're going to deal with a little bit with a younger group. But just attention to details and, again, relying on fundamentals is just – that's what we've got to get completely right to play a full game. And, you know, we've played two pretty good halves of football, you know, in two games, but it's hard to win close games, you know, against good teams when you do that.
Coach Clay Hendricks, head football coach of the Furman Paladins, joining us here on Wire to Wire with Diesel and Cole Bryson. Coach, I noticed that in regulation, three out of your four touchdowns were on the ground. Talk about, you know, just when you get down inside that red zone, inside that 10-yard line, even out to the 15 or 20, what's your mentality? Are you run? I mean, I know you got a really good quarterback, but you're putting the ball on the ground a lot there.
Yeah, well, I think we had some shorter, you know, we had some shorter runs today. I think the first one now was maybe a 15-yard run. Mm-hmm. I don't know. I think we were going to continue to be balanced. You try to figure out what your strengths are. We're, you know, right now it's hard to say that our ability to get the ball to our receivers and throw it around is not a strength of ours. We want to be balanced. That doesn't always mean 50-50. But in the red zone, if you can't run it, man, the field shrinks, and it really makes it tough. So that's been a real positive for us. You know, again, some we struggled with a year ago. So I think we'll continue to try to mix it up down there. So we certainly had our opportunities. But it is nice when you can pound it in there and run the ball in there, you know, in those situations. And I think we'll continue to try to maybe take what they give us.
Coach, how big of a start do you continue to, or will you continue to need, rather, in these next few games? And then as you get into the meat of the season, fast starts are something that coaches talk about a lot. You guys were able to do that Saturday. You capitalize off the turnover. You get the football. Just 3.5 minutes later, you're in the end zone. Is that something you feel like this team's going to have to continue on? And just talking about getting off to these fast starts?
Yeah, I mean, it's nice. I mean, we've gotten a pick. You know, both, you know, it's funny. It's kind of interesting. We played two teams. I'm not sure I can ever remember this. We played two teams that both won the toss and took the ball. And we got a pick in both series, you know, so
wow.
I don't remember that happening very often. But you know, no, that'd be great. I think we got to do a little, we haven't been very good in the third quarter, you know, so obviously we need to do a better job with some adjustments. Actually, we played pretty well in the third quarter. We kind of shot ourselves in the foot when we got the ball down there. But, we like to start fast. I mean, I think everybody would. I just think, again, it's doing the things we have to do to give us a chance to go play, you know, a complete full football game.
Coach, you look at your opponent that you're facing this weekend on the road at Campbell. Put up a pretty good fight against Rhode Island there in week one. Obviously, they gave up two touchdowns there in the fourth quarter against Rhode Island. And then against East Carolina, lopsided victory for the Pirates. What can you learn from a game like the East Carolina-Campbell game to try to replicate what it is East Carolina did? Because obviously with a game that lopsided, basically nothing went right for Campbell.
Yeah, they got in the hole pretty quickly. I think it's more about they played two games, we've played two games, you know, so now you got film on people. You know, they're a program that they're kind of living with.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
You think you understand how this business works, but you don't.
Landman, TV's biggest phenomenon, returns to Paramount Plus. From Taylor Sheridan, co-creator of Yellowstone, starring Billy Bob Thornton.
You have to know the rules of the game and bend them, and you really have to know them to break them.
Demi Moore.
I want success. Get it for me.
Andy Garcia, Ali Larter, and Sam Elliott.
You don't even know the game you're playing, do you?
Landman, new season, streaming November 16th, only on Paramount Plus.
With the transfer portal right now, I think they've got 50, mid-50s new players this year. You know, so, you know, that first game I sure would have been a challenge without having any kind of video on them. But, you know, you got two games, you've watched them. I don't put too much stock into the East Carolina game. I the problem is in those games, you know, the gap has continued to grow a little bit with all the things that are going on in college football. And East Carolina's a really talented group. I mean, they took NC State to the wire, and here's a team they may be 3-0 after tonight. So they took them to the wire. And, you know, I think so many of those games are about matchups. You got to kind of have something. I think college football is that way. You got to kind of have something going your way. And East Carolina's got a lot of weapons. You know, play the hurry-up style, which, you know, if you're having trouble matching up against that, it can get away from you pretty quick. So you'd love to have some of those players they have, that speed. But I like our players. Again, I think it's just being able to go out and execute and do what we do. We're a little different schematically than East Carolina. It's funny, Campbell and East Carolina are a little more alike offensively than we are like them. So, you watch how they line up, you know, kind of what you expect to get coverage-wise, certainly what you're expecting to get out of their offense. I think you look at more of those kinds of things.
Coach, how do you evaluate your run production, through two games? You're rotating guys like Gavin Hall and Jaquan Smith a pretty good bit. Other guys are getting the ball as well, but those two being your steady 1-2 punch, how do you evaluate what they've done through two games?
Yeah, I think we're making progress there. You know, at the quarterback position, we've taken some negative plays there that we need to be able to eliminate. You know, sometimes maybe it's not his fault, but sometimes it's you know, we need to get rid of the football. I think we'll continue to look at how people try to defend us, and you know, maybe it's what the best way to attack somebody. You know, there may be times we're letting people gang up on us a little bit too much, and you know, the world we're in now, you know, if you put a lot of guys in there, they're putting a lot of guys in there. It's usually an unblocked hat. And, you know, our quarterback's not I think he's a good athlete, but he's not a true dual threat guy that you see from a lot of people right now. So I think that's got to come into play, you know, when you do what you do in the run game. So I think we're continuing to kind of figure out exactly what we feel like is the best way to attack people. And use, again, I think we've got a talented group of receivers that are playing well. We've got a guy that can throw it. So, you know, continuing to spread people out a little bit. And yet, you know, I think we've shown the ability when we have to make hard yards, we can. But I still think it's kind of a process that we're going through right now.
Coach, if I may, I want to kind of take a bit of a step back, maybe a 10,000-foot view here. You as a head coach, your job is to be a leader of men. You help not only prepare them on a week-by-week basis to go out on the field, but also to go out into the world as men once their time as a Furman Paladin is over. How do you address situations like what we saw yesterday with the tragic shooting of that media member? And like, do you deal with it right then and there on the spot? Do you wait until a certain time of the season to try to talk to your guys about that? How do you tackle that?
No, I kind of like to deal with it as things come about. It's funny you asked me. I mean, probably it's 6:35 right now. Probably at about 5:50, I was addressing it with our team. That was kind of what I finished with today. And, you know, we talked about 9/11. You know, I don't have many guys that were born before, you know, 2000.
Thanks, Coach. Now I feel old.
I think we got three guys. I think I had three guys throw hands up, you know. And I just remember sitting in Timmons Arena, which is where we were in those days. And I'll never forget Bobby Johnson. We were going to Liberty that weekend to play. And, yeah, y'all have those moments that you remember where you were when certain things happen. And I remember Bobby Johnson walking into our offensive staff meeting and saying a plane had flown into one of the towers. You know, I just had in my mind, I'm thinking some small little, you know, I don't know, 8-seat or 6-seater had done it. And obviously, you know, obviously it was what it was. I remember practicing that week, the entire week. If they kept saying we're going to play. And then finally we came off the field on Thursday. And again, we're supposed to go to Liberty to play, and they said, we're not going to play. And then, you know, so I don't know, just you know, it's an evil world out there right now, which is, and you try to talk to you guys about that and trying to make a difference. I'd actually just commended about five guys we had go to elementary school this morning. I got a couple of calls about how great they did, which didn't surprise me at all. And then, you know, I addressed the Charlie Kirk situation, you know, and I can't say I was a follower of his, but I knew enough about him. When I saw him, I liked listening to him. And I know not everybody agrees with his politics, but man, what a great dad, you know, husband, if you know anything about him, you know. And he just was so respectful of other people, even when they disagreed with him. And that's just the world right now. And we lack a ton of that. And, you know, we're hoping we're raising young men. They're going to be great fathers and husbands and community leaders, and a part of that is being able to be able to disagree with somebody without it turning into tragedy. And so I think, you know, that's my main job. You know, now we need to win games too, and we want to do both, but I don't know, for me that's always been important. I've been around men. I've been fortunate to play for guys and work for guys who felt similarly, and you know, as long as I'm coach, that's what we'll kind of continue to try to do.
Coach, as real well said, before we let you go, keys to victory for the Furman Paladins to get the win on the road at Campbell Saturday in your mind?
You know, we just got to keep getting better. I like our team, and I think we're as good as anybody. We got an open date next week, then we start conference play, and we're a little banged up. We'd like to get healthy, but at the end of the day, it's can we go be better in lots of areas? Can we be a better fundamental football team? Can we be better in the detail aspect of it? Because our guys are playing hard. We've shown the ability to be explosive offensively and shown the ability to play really good defense. And so, you know, we just got to keep improving and go play a full-course game.
Coach, good luck to you this weekend. Go get them.
Hey, thank you. It's great being with you.
Thanks. Absolutely. Always good stuff, man.
Yep.
Always good stuff with Coach Clay Hendricks. It's a big one, man. You don't want to go on the road and drop another one. I mean, two in a row would be obviously tough, but you feel like this game Saturday at Campbell Diesel's, say like must win, because that's thrown around way too much, but you feel like this is a game, if you're Furman, you should win this game. And sometimes those are a little tricky, because if you have that game where you feel like, oh, we should win it, sometimes it can be a trap game. But the fact that you're coming off a loss, a 1-point loss in overtime to Presbyterian, who, by the way, is 2-0, hadn't lost yet this season. All of a sudden, they're doing good things. No scholarships. I don't know how that's possible. But what's interesting is you're in a really important spot for Furman, because after Campbell, rubber meets the road.
Yeah.
At Samford, ETSU, welcome to SoCon play with Western Carolina, Wofford, Citadel. List goes on and on. So it's tough, man.
Western Carolina, by the way, the lone preseason-ranked team in the FCS Top 25 out of the Southern Conference.
That's right.
We appreciate Coach's time there. Cole, when we come back, let's take a little look. I was just wondering, you know, about coaches that move from college to pros, moved from pros back down to college. When you hear that a coach is making one of those types of changes, which one makes you wince just a little bit more? Like, that's not going to work out very well. We'll go into the statistics and the history of that next.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
You think you understand how this business works, but you don't.
Landman, TV's biggest phenomenon, returns to Paramount Plus. From Taylor Sheridan, co-creator of Yellowstone, starring Billy Bob Thornton.
You have to know the rules of the game and bend them. And you really have to know them to break them.
Demi Moore.
I want success. Get it for me.
Andy Garcia, Ali Larter, and Sam Elliott.
You don't even know the game you're playing, do you?
Landman, new season, streaming November 16th, only on Paramount Plus.
Having control over your healthcare is a relief. Yet so many Americans struggle to find that freedom at a price they can afford. That's why Christians across the country are turning to Redeem HealthShare Ministry. Choose your doctors, your hospitals, your treatments, all while keeping costs low. At Redeem, faith meets real affordability and the freedom to care your way. It's healthcare that lifts your spirit. Join the community today at RedeemHealthShare.org.
On the job, every minute counts. That's why Lowe's now has ProBlock Quick Dry Primer, expertly manufactured by Sherwin-Williams. Engineered for pros to dry fast and go on smooth for virtually flawless results that keep your job moving. It's available in oil and water-based, and getting it is easy. Order online by 2 p.m. and get free same-day delivery right to your job site. Lowe's, we help, you save. Orders placed after 2 p.m. will be delivered next day. Valid in select zip codes, subject to driver availability. More terms apply.